Okay, today's daf is daf kaf. We're going to start at the bottom, two lines from the bottom, matkifa. What we saw yesterday, and this is the main thing we're going to go back to, Rav said, it's at the very top of your tenem, if you want to look, second line. So anytime it repeats something by a mincha, that's to teach you that it has to be done, right? Then we had several questions on this. So we're going to have another question on it, which is, matkifa Rav Huna, hare melach, the fact that you need salt on it, Delo Tana Bekra, the pasuk is not repeated, which actually we're going to question later. Maybe the pasuk is repeated, but right now we assume the pasuk's only mentioned once. Uma Akvabe, and we know that putting salt on the mincha, which we're going to learn, means on the kmitza. Okay, when you take the kmitza, you have to put salt on it, and then we're going to talk also about the lavona, also needs salt, but not
before burning it,
but not the shiraim. Okay, the remainder doesn't need. And now we're going to say. There, the pasuk isn't repeated, and we know that it's makev. You have to have salt on the mincha before on the kmitza before you burn it. Ditanya, how do we know this? Now they're going to prove that it's makev. Brit melach melach olam hi. Okay, now we're going to have a little bit of a problem with this pasuk. Okay, I'm going to show you. They're going to quote the pasuk. The pasuk quoted here is from Bamidbar Yudchet Yutet, which I put on your sheet so that you have it. Kol trumata kodashim asher yorim b'nei Yisrael Hashem, netati lecha ulevanecha ulebnotecha itcha lechok olam. Okay, all these are, this is going to be the problem. The subject of the sentence is the matnot keuna, the gifts that the Kohen gets, all the parts of the korbanot that go to the Kohen. Lechok olam, brit melach olam hi lefnei Hashem, lecha ulezarcha itach. Okay, and then it says there's a brit melach, okay, sealed upon this for olam, okay, for generations, I guess it means. The chaul is aracha. Okay, this means salt will be put on. Okay, it's not exactly clear what exactly this means about the salt. Anyway, they say brit melach olam hi. Okay, by the way, because of this, that this context is not the mincha, the context of this pasuk is actually the matnot kuna. Rabbeinu Tam has a question on this and says the girsa should be different. They quoted the wrong pasuk. Okay, because why would they quote the wrong pasuk? It's not that the Gemara quoted the wrong pasuk. It's that when the printer printed it, or whoever put, you know, the kitveyat even, whoever was writing the manuscript, I don't know. There's different manuscripts out there. Anyway, it says brit melach, and it says melach brit in vayikra bet pasuk yud gimel, if you look at the next pasuk on the sheet. Right there it says v'chol korban minchatcha, you're talking about the mincha, b'melach timlach, okay? It should be salted. V'lo tashbit melach brit elohecha, so here you have again, the brit melach, melach brit, okay? Either which way, it's me'al minchatcha korban chatakriv melach. Now that pasuk would make a lot more sense here. The problem is that later on, the Gemara is going to use this pasuk and say, well, there's an additional pasuk, and use this pasuk, and you're going to have to change a lot of things to make that work. I'm not going to read the whole Gemara according to Rabbeinu Tam's girsa, but it's just noted that Rabbeinu Tam does change the nusach here. And so let's just stick with our pasuk, okay? Basically, we're going to say brit melach olam hu. What does this mean? Shetehe brit amura b'melach divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, what does this mean? Rashi says that there's a brit God is promising. This is an interesting promise that God is promising. Shelo tifsok mi korbanot. Okay, that you will never not have salt on the korbanot. Okay, now since that's something that's teloi banu, it's a little odd that that would be a brit, that we have a brit. But maybe it's sort of saying our part of the brit is that we're never going to stop putting salt on. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ne'amar kan brit melech olam hu, hi, v'ne'amar lahalan brit kehunat olam. There's a different place where the pasuk says, in Bamidbar Kafhei, Vaital lo ulezaro acharav brit kehunat olam, tachad asher kineh lelohav, yechaper b'nei Yisrael. What's the context there? Who is kineh lelohav that gets promised a brit kehunat olam? Pinchas. Okay? So there, what do we say? Kishem she'i afshar lekorbanot below kehunah. What does it mean, brit kehunat olam? That the Kohanim will always be the ones doing the avodah. That's the way they understand it. Since there it says brit kehunat olam, and here it says brit melach, what does it mean? Okay, either which way we interpret it, whether there's a brief that the melach will never not be on korbanot, or whether we're saying it means that there's no such thing as a korban without salt, okay, they both indicate what? That salt is makev. Okay, that was the whole reason we brought this proof. The proof is that salt is makev. We prove it from this pasuk. What do you see here?
Rav, who said you have to, if only when things are repeated, do we say it's make? Here we have a question, because here it's not repeated, although we're going to say it is, but anyway, here it's not repeated, we seem to think right now, and therefore, now if you go with Rabbeinu Tam's Girsa, it makes sense to say it's not repeated, because there it's talking about the Mincha. This pasuk that we quoted is talking about Matnot Kehuna, which is a totally different context. It doesn't have to do with salt on Korbanot necessarily, and then you would say, oh, that's only mentioned once, okay, by the Mincha. But anyway, that's not the Girsa we have. So anyway, right now we're going to say, how can Rav say that? So we're going to have two answers. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Ketana Didan Sfirale. Maybe Rav holds like the Tana of our Mishnah. If you remember our Mishnah, what did our Mishnah say? Gave a list of a whole bunch of things that aren't Ma'akev. Don't prevent you from finishing your Avoda in the Mincha. If you didn't do it, it's still okay. And so what does our Tana say? One of the things listed was Damar Lo Malach Kasher. If you didn't put salt on the Mincha, it's Kasher. So we can simply say this Braita of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, they think salt is a critical element. But our Mishnah thinks it's not. And there's a third opinion, right? There's Rabbi Shimon, there's Rabbi Yehuda, they kind of hold on one side. Our Tana holds on another side, and we'd say Rav holds like our Tana. And that's why Rav says, oh, this wasn't repeated, therefore it's not Ma'akev. Amarle Abaye, if you want to say it's clear from our Mishnah that lo malach means if you did insult it, it's kasher. He says, ihachi lo yatzak nami, lo yatzak klal. Right? What did we say about lo yatzak? Lo yatzak means if you didn't pour it, it's okay. And we said it doesn't mean if you didn't pour it, it's okay. It's not okay if you don't pour it. What did it mean? Lo ella lo yatzak kohen ella zar. There we explain lo yatzak meant, right? It was done by a non-Kohen. That's what it means. It will be okay, even if a non-Kohen does it. So, Hachanami, why don't you say here, Lo Malach Kohen Elazar. Why don't you just say that the Lo Malach, now what would be the motivation to say this? Because we have this Machloka, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, but both agree that it's Ma'akev. So if we have our Mishnah that seems to indicate otherwise, instead of saying there's a third Tana and he holds by something else, why don't we just say he holds like them? And when he says Lo Malach, he means if a Zar did the Malich, it would be Kasher. Okay? That sounds very nice, but Amarlay, think about it. What's the problem with saying that? It's one thing to say when you pour the oil, it could be done by a Zar. But where does the salting happen? Right by the Mizbeach. The only people working right around the Mizbeach are the Kohanim. V'chit halal da'atcha shezar karev l'gabei Mizbeach? That can't possibly be. In which case, we have our answer that Rav Yosef said, lo malach kasher, we could say that Rav holds like that Tana, and that answers our question on Rav. It's not Ma'akev, actually. Okay? So, second answer, ibait ema, kevan dechtiva be'brit, keman detana be'kra, damya. We saw yesterday, right, sometimes if you need both things, but then we had an additional something, in other words, yes, it's true, it wasn't repeated, but it says the word brit. Once it says the word brit, you could say, that's an indication that it's ma'akev. Normally, we indicate it's ma'akev by repeating it. In this case, the Torah used a different word, and that's sufficient. Okay. Now, they're going to question the whole premise of the question. V'lo tana be'kra, the pasuk is actually not repeated. Okay? By the way, I organized the whole thing on the page. You can sort of see where we're at, right? So we have this koshi on Rav. Now we're going to have a problem with the whole koshi in the first place. Okay? V'haktiv v'chol korban minchatcha b'melachtim lach. Okay? The pasuk I showed you before, v'yikra be pasuk yugimel, says you have to put salt on it. And the pasuk in Bamidbar also talked about salting things. So we're going to assume, isn't that repeated? So say, that pasuk, okay, is needed for a different brayta. In other words, then we say what? If the pasuk needed for something else, then we can't learn from there to our issue. We can't say, oh, it was repeated for this purpose, because it wasn't repeated for this purpose. It came to teach you something else. Okay, now we're going to basically have this brayta. Okay, you can look at the sheet. In order to answer this, we're going to bring the brayta. Basically, that's going to answer our question. That's going to say, okay, this brayta is showing us the pasuk is not a second pasuk to teach you it's ma'akev. It's ma'akev. It's just teaching you something different. Then, because the brayta is quite long and somewhat complicated, we're going to go into, I organized it here, five different sections or kind of aspects about this braita that we're going to try to figure out, each one independently. So we're going to get off the track of, we were questioning Rav, because we're going to answer that question right now. And that, sorry, the question on Rav. And how could we ask? The pasuk wasn't repeated. It actually was repeated. And then we're just going to go off to the side to try to understand this entire braita, all the different parts of it. So, here goes the braita. lost my place. Okay. Ilu ne'emar korban b'melach, shomea ani afilu etzim v'dam, shenikru'u korban. What does the pasuk say? V'chol korban minchatcha b'melach timlach. If it didn't say the word mincha, and it just said v'chol korban, what would I have thought? Shomea ani, I would have inferred even etzim and even dam. Then are nikru'u korban. Etzim, how are etzim called a korban? You know, generally bring a korban etzim, but in theory you could. You could say, I'm giving a korban of etzim for the maracha, and etzim are usually used on the mizbeach, but they're used for burning in order to burn something else, right? They would put logs on the fire all the time. So now they're going to say, but you could actually bring a korban etzim, and dam is also a korban, because it's something you bring to the mizbeach and you pour on the mizbeach. It's just, what's the difference between dam and a mincha? That it doesn't get burned, right? And the difference between etzim and a mincha is etzim, you can, in theory, bring etzim as a korban, but they're not generally brought. It's not part of one of the chovot. You have to bring etzim or anything. So you might have thought that I would include that if you put etzim as a korban on the mizbeach or dam, you'd have to put salt on them. Okay, that anytime, you know, what etzim are more similar because they get burned on the fire. So you might have thought those etzim that get burned on the fire, you need to put salt on them also. Because on everything you bring to the mizbeach, you bring salt. And dam, you also put on the mizbeach, so maybe you need to put salt on the dam. Talmud lomar, mincha. That's why it says, al kol korban minchatcha. Okay, the mincha word comes to exclude. How do we get that? Now we're going to say,
what is to exclude the trees and the dam.
The trees and the dam. But what's it going to include? What's included in mincha? Ma mincha miyuchedet she'acherim ba'in chovala. Okay, this is a strange term. We're going to explain this in a minute. Okay, what does it mean, acherim ba'in chovala? It needs other things to be put on the mizbeach in order for you to bring that on the mizbeach. Meaning, we're going to see in the Gemara, they're going to explain, like trees. In other words, the logs have to come on the mizbeach. Acherim ba'in chovala means you must put etzim on the mizbeach before you burn the mincha. Whereas dam doesn't need anything to be done before it, before you pour it. Okay? The dam just goes by itself. You don't have to put etzim on the mizbeach before you pour the dam on the mizbeach. So we're now going to say, and that's going to then include what? It's going to include anything that gets burned on the mizbeach, basically is going to need trees to come before it. Right? Anything that's burned is going to come under this category. Because then you might say, right, it's just the mincha. From the pasuk, it sounds like only the mincha needs. But we know, right, all kind of korbanot need salt. So now we're going to say, therefore, af kol she'acherim ba'in chovala. Now they say, but wait, ima mincha miyuchedet shemateret. Now the mincha, okay, here we don't mean the whole mincha. What do we mean? The kmitza. When you burn the kmitza on the mizbeach, what does it do? It's a matir, right? What does that mean? It allows you to eat the remainder. The kohen can now eat the remainder. So therefore, what might we say? Instead of saying what typifies a mincha, right? You might not have thought that if I asked you the first thing that comes to mind about a mincha, you wouldn't necessarily said acherim ba'in chovala, right? That it needs something to come before it on the mizbeach, right? What would you have said? You would say, oh, the mincha, burning the mincha is a matir. It allows us to eat something else. So just like that, what might you have said, right? If you say that that's what typifies a mincha, av kol shematir, and then what would be included? Avidam, shemitoch shematir, right? Shematir. Then you might have thought to, include dam, because dam is similar to the mincha. When you burn the kmitza, you're allowed to eat the shirai, and when you pour the blood, you're allowed to eat the meat, right? You can burn the imurim on the mizbeach and eat the meat. So it's a matir also, the pouring of the blood. So therefore, Talmud Lamar, now we're going to go to the end of the Pasuk. Okay? V'chokom rat minchatcha b'melach timlach, v'lo tashbit melach brit elohecha, me'al minchatecha. So the additional me'al minchatecha comes to teach you, v'lo me'al damecha. Okay? Only from a mincha, not from the dam. Okay? There's an extra limud here to exclude dam from the picture.
We're continuing still in the Braita again. We're going to get into all the details of this later, so don't worry if you don't understand everything yet. Yachol tehe mincha kula tu'una melach. You might have thought the entire mincha needs melach, even the shiraim. Talmud lamar korban. Therefore it says, right, it could have just said v'chol minchatcha. But it's not really v'chol minchatcha, it's only korban. What does korban mean? Something that was burned. So therefore, korban tu'un melach ve'em mincha kula tu'una melach. Obviously we're talking about a mincha where the shiraim are eaten. Obviously in a minchat kohen or a minchat nesachim, where the entire thing gets burned, then the entire mincha will get salted. Ve'en li'ela kometz. Okay, so now, till now, right, we've only been talking about the kometz that you take from the mincha and you burn. Minayin l'rabot et ha'levona. What about the levona that gets burned? Does the levona also need it, right? How do we know you also include the levona? Because really, when we talk about mincha, it's true the mincha includes the kmitza burning and the levona burning, but the main part is the kmitza. The levona is secondary, so you might have thought it doesn't include it. So how do we know? Marbani et ha'levona shekem ba'ima b'kli echad. We include the levona because the levona goes together with the mincha. Now, it's interesting. We're going to say the kmitza, since the kmitza is included, also the levona is included. Now, the kmitza comes in the same bowl as the levona, but not the kmitza, really, the whole dough. Everything from where we took the kmitza had the levona with it also, and since they were together in one kli, and the kmitza needs salt, therefore we're going to say the levona needs salt also. Okay, we're going to come back to this also later. Minayin l'rabot et ha'levona haba b'fnei atzma. What if somebody offers levona as a, I say, hare alai, right, to bring, I'm going to bring a nidavav of levona, and they just burned that, and there's no kmitza, and it wasn't in a kli with a kmitza. It was just frankincense burned on its own. How would you know? Ooh, levona haba b'zichin, right, the levona that goes with the lechem apanim that's in those bowls that also gets offered up by itself. V'haktoret. There's actually a big debate here whether the word ketoret appears in this braita or not. Okay, some people say ketoret actually doesn't need salt. Some people say it does. There's a whole debate about it. But this girsa says ketoret. Minchat kohanim, minchat kohen mashiach, u'minchat nesachim. Those are the three minachot that get entirely burned. Imurei chatat v'imurei asham. These are the parts of the animal that get burned on the mizbeach. Remember, the rest of it gets eaten by the kohanim, and these parts get burned. V'imurei kochei kochim, and all kochei kochim, the imurim of them. Right, which would include, let's say, the ola, the entire ola gets burned. V'imurei kochim kalim. Okay, those are the parts of the shlamim that get burned when the rest of it gets eaten by the owner. Ve'evrei ola. Here evrei ola come in. Ve'olata of. Okay, and the olata of that gets burned. Minayin. How do we know that all these other things also need salt? Talmud lamar, al kol karmancha takriv melach. Okay, this is, at the end of the pasuk, it says, al kol karmancha takriv melach. So mincha is mentioned in the beginning, right? And then in the middle, even also, melach brit elohecha me'al minchatecha. The second one was to exclude dam, right? The first one was to tell us anything that's like the mincha. And the end is to say, al kol karmancha takriv melach, is to come to include everything else. Now, it's a little strange because we already said everything was included from the beginning, so why do we need, right? We already said from the beginning anything that achirim or chovala, which would include the whole list that we say at the end. So why are we learning that from the end of the pasuk, al kol karmancha? We're going to have to explain that soon. Okay. Amar mar. So now we're going to start going into parts of the braita. Ein li ela kometz. Minayin l'rabot et ha'levona, marbani et ha'levona. This is just a quote, right? I'm going to include the levona shekem ba'ima b'kli echad. So I just want to remind you, this already answered our question. Remember, our question was, how can we question Rav that this wasn't repeated? This was repeated. Oh no, it wasn't repeated because the second, or the first reference, really, because it's in Vayikra, the other one was in Bamidbar. But this reference is not to teach you, it's ma'akev, it's to teach you other stuff. To teach you which types of korban don't need salt and which types don't. Okay, so now we're going to go into this. So, the pasuk seemed to imply only kometz. How do we know the levona? So we get the levona, shekem ba'ima b'kli echa, because it comes together in one kli. V'ha'amarta ma'mincha miyuchedet shachemim ba'in chovala. Okay, so far what we read is not the critical part that they want to darshan right now, but now they want to darshan this part. Didn't we say ma mincha miyuchedet shachemim ba'in chovala? Okay, so now they're going to say hachi kamar. This is really what the braita is saying. Ema, you might have thought, okay, and this is going to explain why we needed to learn it both from the beginning and from the end. Okay, you might have thought korban klal, Umincha prat. Okay, now we go back to our klalu prat to klal. Klalu prat. What's the difference between klalu prat to klal and klalu prat? Klalu prat means if you have a generalization and then a detail, it's just the detail. If you have a klalu prat to klal, where it then gives you another generalization after the prat, it teaches you anything that's similar to the prat is going to be included also. But if you just have a klalu prat, it's going to be just the prat, nothing that's similar to it, just the prat itself. So that's where we're going with this. That's why we're going to need the end of the pasuk also, because we're going to say you might have thought it's just a klal uprat, because it says v'chol korban, which is klal, then it says minchatcha, which is a prat. So you might have read this pasuk and said, eim korban klal mincha prat, klal uprat, eim b'chlal ala mashab prat, right? The only time you're going to need to do this klal is when you have a prat, which would mean mincha in midyachwini lo, which would mean just a mincha and nothing else. Therefore, the pasuk had to teach you, tell us at the end, and that's what the Braita was darshaning, hadar amar al kor korbancha, when it says at the end of the Braita, al kor korban, at the end of the Mishnah and at the end of the Braita, al kor korbancha, chazar v'kalal, so klal uprat to klal, yatadan ela ke'ena prat. Right, so therefore, we're going to say, since it then has another klal at the end, or kol korbancha, that's to tell you, yes, it's a generalization, but it's only going to include what's similar to the prat, not just the mincha, but anything that's like it. So now we're going to say, ma ha-prat mefarash she'acherim ba'in chovala, af kol she'acherim ba'in chovala. Okay, therefore, we're going to include anything that has something coming chovala. Okay, so that's the first thing we have to get here, which is that even though, and this is quite odd, the Braita didn't say so, what the Braita was really doing was a klalu pratu klal, right? You have to wonder why the Braita didn't say it that way, right? And they're struggling to understand the Braita. In order to explain the Braita, they say it must be that you might have thought it was a klalu prat, and therefore it's coming to teach you there's a klalu pratu klal here, and therefore we're going to be inclusive of all sorts of things. So now they want to know, okay, so we're inclusive of acherim ba'in chovala, Mainihu, what is this acherim bein chovala, which I already told you, but assume we didn't know right now. So what are these acherim bein chovala? Mainihu, etzim. Okay? Those are trees, right? Well, if they're trees, etzim, af kol etzim, mainihu etzim, af kol etzim. So Ema, why don't we say, livona, okay, you could read this like this, acherim bein chovala, nihu, whether you say this or not, livona. In other words, you might say, what about the Livona? It's not just etzim, but also, in other words, afkol etzim means, right, any kind of etzim we put on before you burn something is going to be it. But why don't we also say that, what else is a chova for the komets? The Livona, right? Because you need the kmitza and the Livona. And the Livona is secondary to it. So maybe you could say that the Livona itself is secondary to the komets. It's a ba'in chovala. Now, if you say that, okay, we're going to make an analogy here. Livona is to mincha, meaning it's a necessary element that happens so that you can also, right, you can be matir the shirayim. So it's necessary for the komets. Va'ayte dam di'ika nesachim. So then you would say, well, then we can include dam also. If Livona could be a ba'in chova to the mincha, then we could say that just like that, the nisachim, okay, the wine libations, right, are necessary for the blood. Okay? So now they're going to say, what do you mean? Nisachim don't have to do with blood. Nisachim bahadi imu da'atu. The nisachim don't go, they're not really a necessary ingredient for the dam. They really go together with the imurim. The nisachim get poured on the mizbeach, and the imurim get burned on the mizbeach, right? Those are the parts of the sacrifice that get burned. Hudat. So, and why do we assume that the nesachim go together with the imurim? My taima is a funny image. Achila ushtia. In other words, there's, right, we assume sort of the mizbeach eats. What does the mizbeach eat? The imurim. And the mizbeach drinks the nesachim that we pour into it, right? That those are both together. They're both in the same category. They're going to say, no, you're wrong. Adraba. Kapara usimcha. Okay, how does this work? What's wine? Wine always symbolizes happiness, right? Get drunk, happy, right? Lightheaded. So what do we say here? That really, the nisachim do come in connection with the dam, because the dam provides you with the atonement. And as soon as you get the atonement, what do? You're happy. You pour the wine libations. So it is connected. It's a corollary to the... So you could say like this. The nisachim are ba'in chovah to the dam. So the dam actually does have something. It doesn't have etzim, but just like the levona is ba'in chovah to the kmitza, to the mencha, also you could say that the nisachim ba'in for the dam. Okay, they're a chovah for the dam.
So for korbanot, there's no tree, there's no etzim. They just burn.
For korbanot or for dam?
No.
All korbanot have etzim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have to have etzim. Right, that's the only way you're going to have a fire.
Right, that's what I was
But we're saying here that if you view levona, the reason they're going to say why is levona can be viewed as it's ba'in chovah to the kmitza. And what do we say? Acharim ba'in chovah la? The Gemara explained that's etzim. But they say maybe you could also say it's levona. And if it's levona, then nisachim would be the same to dam, in which case dam would then require salt. So, what are they going to answer? Ela levona ba'ima b'kli echad. Nisachim ein ba'im b'kli echad. Okay, so they're going to say like this. You can't, levona is unique, because even if you say the levona is ba'in chovah to the mincha, it's because it came together with the mincha in one bowl. And therefore you could view them as one is ba'in chovah to the other. But when you have two totally separate things, the nisachim don't come together with the blood ever. Those are two separate things. You can't say, oh, one is chovah to the other, because they're two removed from each other. But etzim, when it comes to etzim, we're basically going to say, that's not a good comparison. Levona is to mincha, as nisachim is to dam, is not a valid comparison, because those two are in the same kli, and those two go in a different kli. So that's not a good way to learn from there. However, a better comparison is what we said before, which is the etzim. Etzim, ki hechi dimitkashra b'hu mincha, hachi mitkashra b'hu kulu korbanot. But etzim to the mincha would be exactly parallel to etzim to any other sacrifice, exactly answering your question, which is every single sacrifice needs etzim in the exact same manner. So that would be the exact same thing. Okay, then we would have a valid comparison. But we can't compare levona is to mincha as nisachim is to dam. That's not a fair comparison. The Ema. Now we're going to go to the next thing, okay? So the first thing we did was we explained the klal upratu klal, right? The second thing we did was explain this, what is acherim ba'im chovala, and that we can learn from here as a rule to other things. Basically, we said levona is to mincha, is not a valid comparison to anything else, because nothing else really that comes in the same kli together. And really, we're talking about etzim is to mincha, as etzim is to everything else that gets burned, which would then, again, dam would be excluded. The Ema. Why don't we say it like this? When it's said, and now they're suggesting, I think the way to read this is they're suggesting maybe this is a different way to read the Braita. Now, this again, Braitot sometimes didn't always come out exactly the way they were originally said, and maybe they're saying maybe one should fix the Braita to read like this. What's unique about a mincha? Ma prat meforash acherim ba'in chovala umateret. There's two things about a mincha. Remember, they said, first they said acherim ba'in chovala, then they suggested maybe it's a matir, and they said no, right? That you would include dam because it's a matir. Now they're going to say, wait, maybe we'd say mincha, anything that's like the mincha in both those ways, or maybe in one of those ways. Okay, we're going to see. So you might say like this, ma prat meforash acherim ba'in chovala and materet, and it also matir something. Therefore, av kol, you would need something that has both those elements. Shacherim ba'in chovala umateret. Umaynihu, and what would that be? What possibly has both elements to it? Levona haba bebizichin desharya lechem. The classic case that would be the same as this, then we'd only have one thing similar. It would be the levona that comes in the bowls, the frankincense, with the lechem apanim, because it gets burned, so it needs the etzim, and it's a matir, because it matirs us to eat the bread. So you would say, the levona haba bebizichin is like that. But nothing else would be. So what they're saying is maybe you should read the Braita as saying, maybe the Braita is saying it's both, and not just having the acherim ba'in chovala, but that and the fact that it's a matir. So they say, you can't say that would be the limud they would say. Since later on, what do they say? In order to get rid of dam, what do we say? You have this limud of me'al min chatcha, ve'lo me'al damcha. Okay, which means what? If you have to have a special limud, what would you think? You'd think it would have been included, right? If it would be included, does it have both elements? No. What's the only element that the dam has? It's a matir, right? But it doesn't have the racherim ba'in chovala. So if you would say you need, if the brayta would say you needed both, then you wouldn't need a special pasuk to exclude dam. Dam would be excluded because it didn't fall under the both categories. Michlal, from here one can infer, dahanach kulu atu b'chad sad, that everything else comes from only one similarity and not both. Okay, I'm not 100% sure why they're even suggesting this, because again, the Braita then says all these other things are included, which aren't. So I'm a little confused about that section as to whether they're trying to say maybe the Braita should have said this, but then when they prove it, they say, well, we prove it from the Braita itself because it's done. There's something a little confusing about that. Okay, Amar Mar. Now we're going to go into, okay, we're up to the fourth thing. Okay, Amar Mar. Me'al minchatcha ve'lo me'al damcha. Ve'ema me'al minchatcha ve'lo me'al evarecha. Maybe you would say, it's right, that me'al minchatcha comes to say the korban itself and not the evarim. The evarim are always the extra part, right? Now, why is, we're going to see exactly why you would think, okay, there's the evarim are the body parts that get burned on the mizbeach, or the imurim, right? Sometimes they're called evarim, sometimes imurim. Those are the parts that get burned on the mizbeach. If you remember, when do they get burned? They can be burned all night long, right? Which shows that they're a little bit different than all the avodot that have to be done during the day, right? It's not, if you didn't burn the imurim also, it's not ma'akev, it's not one of the main parts of the korban. And what is the main part of the korban? Zrikat adam. Right? That's a real critical element. So therefore, they're saying, why would you exclude dam, which is such an ikar part? Let's exclude the evarim that get burned. So they say, mistabra evarim havalele ribuye. You would have thought, yes, to include the evarim and to exclude the dam, why? Shekein, here's our siman, ashban tame. Okay, what's this? Ashban, it stands for, number one, acherim ba'in chovala kimota. Okay, number one, it's similar in the issue that you need etzim to burn it. Number two, ishim kimota, gets burned on a fire. Bachut kimota, it gets done in the azara, whereas the dam, sometimes it goes even all the way in other words, bachutz here, they don't mean chutz la azara, they mean chutz la hechal, whereas the dam sometimes gets done in the hechal. So if we're going to talk about needing salt on things, we're going to say, by the way, this would support the gear so that the ketoret, which is done inside the hechal, maybe is doesn't need salt. And that here we're talking about everything that gets burned on the mizbeach outside. So they're done on the outside mizbeach, not in the inside. Whereas, right, the dam gets brought both to the hechal and even to the Kodesh Kodeshim and Yom Kippurim. Notar kimota. Oh, by the way, there's another thing about the ketoret I remembered. There's two types of ketoret. There's the ketoret that goes on the mizbeach hazahav, and there's the ketoret that the Kohen Gadol brings into the Kodesh Kodeshim. So, as far as I remember, even if those who say the ketoret does need salt, they say certainly not the one in the Kodesh Kodeshim. Okay. Notar kimota, tuma kimota, mi'ila kimota. Okay, this comes from a drasha. This came up in Zvachim. It also comes up in Yoma, where it says there's three psukim written about dam, and each one is to exclude, and there's three ribu or miutim there. One is to exclude notar, to exclude tuma, and to exclude me'ila. What does it mean to exclude them? It means if you left over the dam till tomorrow, and then remember all these things, if the karet comes when you eat it, right, or the punishment of me'ila comes when you eat it. So if you were to eat the blood that was notar, or if you were tame when you ate it, or the blood was tame, or you ate it when it was right when it was holy, you know, and you were chayv and me'ila, you're not going to be chayv and me'ila for those things. You're chayv because you ate blood. That's a separate thing. But you're not chayv for all those things don't apply to blood, and that's from these three mutim. So basically we're going to say, but the evarim, you'd be chayv in all those things. So evarim are similar in all those ways, okay? So I listed here, there's six ways, right? It's acherim in chavala, ishim, it gets burned, bachut, notar, tuma, and me'ila. So it's similar. That's why we're going to say the mincha is going to include the evarim, and it's going to exclude the dam. So now they say, what do you mean? Adraba, dam havaleli ribuye, shekem matir kamota, and nifsal b'shgiata chama kamota. Number one, dam is more similar because it's a matir, and evarim aren't matir anything. And also, then nifsal b'shgiata chama kamota, the evarim can be burned all night. Now you might say those are stronger. There's a stronger comparison. It means they're much more, you know, it's quality versus quantity, right? This is a qualitative similarity, and that's why they're suggesting it. But the Gemara answers, in a typical Gemara answer, Hanach Nefishin, there's more similarities to Evarim, and that's why we're going to exclude Evarim. We're going to include Evarim and exclude Dam. Now again, this is the rabbis talking in hindsight. They know that Dam is excluded, and they're just trying to debate, right, what would be the logic here. So they're saying, oh, the logic is there's more similarities, even if maybe they're less qualitative. Okay, next part. Omer Amarmar, Shomea Ani Afilu Eitzim Vidam Shenikru'u Korban. Okay, where is this? Look back at your Braita. Okay, this is at the very beginning. The Braita starts off. If you look back at the first sheet, it'll be easier to find there on the Daf Gemara. Ilu Ne'emar Korban B'melach. If it just said Korban without Mincha, what would I have thought? Even Eitzim and Dam that are called Korban. And then what does it say? Oh no, Eitzim and Dam, even if you bring them as a Korban, right, are not included. So now we're going to say, Man Shamat Le Da'amar Eitzim Ikri Korban. Since when are Eitzim called a Korban? Eitzim are generally burned on the Mizbeach. They're logs that are used to burn on the Mizbeach, but nobody really calls them a Korban. But we're going to see that somebody calls them a Korban. Okay? Who is it? Rebbe. Okay? Which means that this line, you might have thought it would include Eitzim, because Eitzim are called a Korban, is a Liba de Rebbe. Okay? What's the problem? Le Rebbe Mibaya. One second, how do you read this? I think there's a Gersa change here. Le Rebbe Mibaya by Melach. Okay? Rebbe himself says that you do need Melach on Eitzim. So if the logic of this is, say, you might have thought to include Eitzim because they're called Korban, the only one who thinks Eitzim are called Korban is Rebbe, and Rebbe himself said, you actually do need to put salt on the Eitzim, so this Braita doesn't really make any sense according to anybody, because either Eitzim aren't called Korban and then you wouldn't think they'd be included, or they are called Korban, and if you think they're called Korban, then they need salt. So, where do we see this? Ditanya. Korban, since it says Korban, Melamed, right, but again, Kol Korban min Chatcha b'melach timlach. So, from the word Korban Melamed, Shem Nadvim Eitzim. Okay, this comes to teach you that you can bring Eitzim, okay? That, now, everybody agrees with this, by the way. If you say, I want to be in the Dave to bring Eitzim to the Maracha, you can do that. V'kama, so if you say that, the question is obviously, if you make a statement, I'm Chayav Eitzim, you know, I'm going to bring an offering of, I'm going to bring a Nidavav Eitzim. So how much do you have to bring? Kama, Shnei Gzarim. Okay, the assumption is Eitzim is plural, it means two logs you have to bring. Okay, that's the shear, right? At least two logs, obviously, right? And then what are we getting at? If you say that, what's your requirement at this point? To do your requirement is lepachot shnei gzarim. B'cheinu omer, and how do we learn that Eitzim, you could be min nadev? Because it says, v'hagora, this is in Nehemiah, okay, when they rebuilt the Beit HaMikdash, v'hagora lo tipanu al korban ha'etzim. So here you see, Eitzim is called korban. Okay, they did a goral as to who was going to bring the Eitzim, who was going to be the one to volunteer the Eitzim, bring korban Eitzim, and it uses the lashon of korban. So there you have it. Okay, that's, everyone agrees that you can be minadev etzim. Rebbe Amar, etzim, korban minchahem, they're like a korban mincha, utunim melach, utunim hagasha. Okay, you need to put salt on it, and you need to bring it, what's the hagasha, we just learned it, to bring it, lekarev etzeh, right, to bring it to the Keren Maravit Dromit, right, to the southwest corner of the Mizbech. Va'amar Rava, and Rava says, L'divrei Rebbe, Eitzim Tu'unim K'mitza. This is really fascinating. Okay, according to this, you'd have to, now there's different ways of reading this. How do you do K'mitza on a log? Right, so some people say you'd have to grind it and then take a part of it, and then there's a debate about, because no one can understand. Right, so what are you going to do with all that? Right, but maybe what they mean is here that you actually, not that you brought them for the Maracha, you actually wanted to bring a Korban Eitzim. So then you take some of it and you put it on the Mizbeach as a Korban. Then the question is, when you do Kmitza here, some people think, even though you did a Kmitza, and generally Kmitza means you burn it and the rest is Mutar, so some people say, yes, you burn it and the rest goes to the Kohen. Some of them say, no, you do a Kmitza, but then you burn everything. Which is strange what this kmitza is exactly. But Amar Papa, Ledivre Rebbe, Eitzim Tzrichim Eitzim. Okay, and he says, according to Rebbe, you also need Eitzim, right? In other words, you need to burn logs first in order to be able to burn the Eitzim. Okay, so now, what do we have here? Does it make any sense to say, Shomea Ani Afilu Eitzim Bidam Shenikru Korban, if Rebbe's the one who says Eitzim Nikru Korban, and Rebbe thinks Eitzim needs salt? Okay, if you're doing a Deva, again, we're not talking about that you're bringing the logs for the for the mizbeach. We're talking about that you want to give a korban of burning some sort of, wood. So now, what's the answer? Simply, smeh mikan etzim. Fine, so take out etzim in the braita. So instead of saying, shomea ani afilu etzim v'dam, it should just say, shomea ani dam. Okay, or afilu dam. Ve'ela. Well, then, it doesn't make any sense, because kralami utemai. Then, what are we saying? How do we know etzim is not included? Because it says, al kol korbancha. Remember the klalu pratu klal. Kol korbancha said, it's going to exclude anything that's not like the mincha, and dam is not like the mincha. Etzim is not like the mincha, and dam is not like the mincha, but really, then, we didn't exclude dam from there, because we said dam is like mincha, because it's a matir. We excluded dam from al minchatcha. So, according to this reading, al kol korbancha is coming to exclude dam, but that can't possibly be, because dam, ilam imute dam, me'al minchatcha nafka. Me'al minchatcha. Right, me'al minchatcha nafka. So we already excluded it from the words Me'al Minchatcha. That wasn't coming. So Al Kol Korbancha, what's it coming to say? So what do they answer? Apik Etzim. It's true, we're going to take out Etzim from there, but we're going to put something in its place. Va'ayel Nisachim. We're going to put in the word Nisachim. So now it's going to say, Shome'ani Afilu Nisachim Vidam. Right? Then Al Kol Korbancha is coming to exclude the Nisachim, and Me'al Minchatcha is coming to exclude the Dam. D'tanya, how do you know that Nisachim don't need salt? Aval hayayin, that's the yayin, that's the nisachim. Okay, here's a braita that proves that nisachim don't need salt. Aval hayayin, vahadam, vahitzim, vahaktoret. Notice the word ktoret is listed here. Ein t'unim melach. Okay, then those things clearly don't need melach. Now this, remember I told you, when we saw the ktoret needed melach, I said there was a debate whether ktoret appears there. This braita clearly goes on the other side and says, no, ktoret doesn't need it. But anyway, for our purposes, what are we saying here? That the yayin, the nisachim, don't need salt, and therefore we're going to say that the braita had a mistake. Instead of etzim, it should have said nisachim. Okay, stop here for today.